Now, the rest of the story. If you were an Alaskan sourdough around the turn of the 20th century, there was a place in Fairbanks you could go for a tall beer and a tall story, a haven from the snow called McPhee's Saloon. So tall were the tales told there that the regular customers scarcely raised an eyebrow when Pete and Billy showed up one night in the spring of 1910 and told everyone that they had been to the top of Mount McKinley. Now, I know you know that the summit of Mount McKinley was not conquered until June 1913, and then by four experienced mountain climbers. But for now, put yourself in McPhee's Saloon 3 years earlier and pretend, as did those present, that you believe these two prospectors, Pete and Billy. Here's how they told it. Originally, six of them had started out across the Muldrow Glacier. By the time they had reached the 11,000-foot level, barely at the base of Mount McKinley itself, three of the six had turned back. So Pete and Billy and one other comrade were left gazing up at the great white ridges and precipices. They'd made it to the glacier's head, to that lofty, silent, frozen waste where no living thing had ever stirred before, and yet the summit of the mountain, jutting high into the sky, was 2 miles more. For several days, they alleged, they camped there, studying the vertical wilderness which lay before them and awaiting favorable weather. Then at 2 in the morning, April 10, in the gray twilight of the midnight sun, they began to climb. Within 500 feet of their goal, Pete and Billy's companion became exhausted and returned to camp. Now Pete and Billy were alone to brave the savage Arctic winds and to carry on. Finally, joyously, they said, they reached the top, the summit of the North Peak of Mount McKinley. Wasting no time, they unfurled the American flag they had brought with them. Then they took the 14-foot flagpole and that is when the enraptured listeners in McPhee's Saloon blinked simultaneously, then erupted with laughter. Pete and Billy really had them going there for a while. Their story had been so deftly, convincingly related, until they got to the 14-foot flagpole, which they had supposedly dragged with them over deep crevasses and up sheer walls of ice to the top of the highest mountain in North America. But there was one man in McPhee's Saloon that evening who was not in the least amused, and he was McPhee himself. Because, you see, the tavern proprietor, weeks before, had been talked out of $500, ostensibly for supplies, by two men who had never been on a mountain before, but who said they were going to climb Mount McKinley. And McPhee had believed them. But now he realized he'd been conned by two wacky sourdoughs named, that's right, Pete and Billy. So the frontiersmen of Fairbanks had a good laugh. Until 3 years later, when four real mountain climbers scaled Mount McKinley. To this day, their expedition is recorded as the very first. But it is also recorded that when those four skilled, seasoned mountaineers reached the summit of the South Peak, they turned to the North Peak, the sister peak, and beheld what appeared to be the tattered, wind-ravaged remains of a flag. Atop what could be nothing other than a 14-foot flagpole. Only now you know the rest of the story.